bodies with Bill Odysseus.
Wish you were here.
This morning with Castor and Pollux.
And now over to the Wembley Arena for the third day of the Elgin Marbles.
Also, midweek Socrates from Wembley. Wooden horse jumping from Hickstead. And our cricketers on their minor tour of Zimbabwe.
Well, as Scottish football managers never say, here we are in the second round. It's called One Song to the Tune of Another. It needs little explanation, except to say that the teams have in front of them the words but not the music of a song which is different to another song of which they have neither the music nor the words. The tune of this second song, which is quite unlike the first song, both in words and music, will be played but without the words to which the teams will substitute the other words they have from the first song, which obviously will have no tune because that's made way for the tune from the other song without its words. Et voila, one song to the tune of another. Anyway, I'm assured that piano accompaniment is required for this round, and it appears that Colin Sell is unexpectedly available to provide it. You know, whenever musicians hear that Colin's working with us, they're always very keen for news of the old maestro. Well, sadly, it's failed its MOT again. So he's had to come on his bike. Graham, I'd like you to start by singing the words of There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens to the tune of Release Me.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop the fuss. There ain't nobody here but us.
Take me, Ange.
We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all.
Okay, your turn, Barry, now. And you have to sing the words of Oh, What a Beauty to the tune of The Sunshine of Your Smile.
Oh, what a beauty. I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty. It must be 2 feet long or even more. It's such a lovely color. And nice and round and fat. I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that.
Okay, your turn, Willie, now, and I'd like you to sing the words of Great Balls of Fire to the tune of The Blue Danube.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I loved and loved, but I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is mine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And finally, Tim, would you please sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to the tune of Danny Boy.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to sock it to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. But shoot it in the right direction. You're making it your intention.
Your glasses, please.
Play for dreams. Scheme those schemes. Go to it. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me with those laser beams.
Dry person in the house.
Okay, well, it's now time to play a round of sound charades. This is similar to the old parlour game of charades, in which the players mime film, book and play titles for the others to guess. However, in our version, as you probably know, the panellists are permitted the use of their mouths. Recently, we experimented with a similar game called smell charades. But we were forced to evacuate the studio after... after Willie did Animal Farm.
In stereo, be fair.
And then we attempted feel charades, but Barry tried to do Lady Chatterley's Lover and we had to call the police. Okay, Tim and Willie, you're to start, and your title will shortly be broadcast to our theatre audience via the digitally enhanced 3D multi-screen colour surround quadraphonic laser-projected hologram display, so generously funded by our hosts. Here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Zulu. Zulu.
Okay.
It's one word.
And it's a film. It's commencing now. excuse me. Excuse me. I wondered if you could just...
Yes. Turn left at the Elephant House.
Yes.
Cross the zebra. On past the pelican. And it's third on your right. Oh.
Thank you very much indeed.
The end. Direction said a zoo, but one word.
There isn't a new blockbuster out called Whipsnade, is
there? Sounds terrific.
I'd like to see it.
Does the syllable zoo appear in the one word?
It does.
You've got it, haven't you?
No.
What's the one place you find that you're looking for?
I thought it came out of my performance that I was a man with crossed legs.
Zulu!
Right, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now going up on the laser display, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Auntie's Sporting Bloomers. Auntie's Sporting Bloomers.
Okay, carry on. Barry and Graham.
TV programme. And it's three words. And it goes like this. Are you dead? Kids at school tell me that your sister Muriel played for Arsenal.
Well, they're right, Gavin, she did. She did indeed play for Arsenal.
I can't believe that, Dad.
It may be hard to believe, but let me prove it to you. Look what I've got here in this drawer. Look at these.
Gosh!
Yeah. As strong as he, reinforced gusset. Go faster, flap, and a little... and a little Arsenal logo on the leg.
What's a gusset, Dad?
As a rugby player, I believe.